We have just received an exclusive
DJ The Kid Quest.
Everybody talking all this shit, but they be leaning. Understanding I be out here doing triple beaning on these tracks, but you don't even need it like that. Everybody know they fucking hurt her in the streets. You ain't gotta talk about that murder in the streets, cause the way that she can peek, ain't nobody about to eat like her. Killing everything that she just come against. Competition never gonna get it out as relevant. You're gonna need some help, you better call me like an ambulance emergency. Everybody know I do it thoroughly. Take the beat and operate it, gonna be some surgery. Hit the rap game, gonna be some burglary. They say they like Nicki, but I bet you they refer to me. How the fuck a bitch about to make some history? Yeah, bitch, you don't exist to me. A lot of bitches say wanna get rid of me. K honey out here killing everything. Bitch, bitch, you don't exist to me. About to take the fucking burner, hit him with the ice turner. Knock her ass, she ain't really getting that. About to hit the ice turner, about to murder fucking ass. Yep, yep, she about to, yeah. Real life Bruce Lee. No, I'm only coming just to turn up out here with my bitches, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. No, I'm only coming out here with my niggas, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody talking that shit, but they know they ain't about it, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Yeah, I'm looking kicking ass everywhere that I'm in the city, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. I don't think you really wanna come against me, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody know we kicking ass on every fucking track, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Nobody really tryna come up with the win, and if we come up, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody know they ain't really tryna speak my team. Real, real life TV. Everybody watching your face like you flat screen. Every move that you make, everybody know that you ain't really out here. You fake. Like you tryna make it make it. Unless you throwing all your bread, nigga never make it make it. So I throwing my cake. Bitch blowing my candles like it's my cake. So you haters can't relate. You just down for the drama, but you join Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake, put some bread on my plate. Put some gold on my record, yeah, we bout to change the pace. So we bout to change the pace. Throw a style on this shit, giddy up, let's race. So we bout to win the race. Ain't no competition, no one wanna see me this way. Real life Bruce Lee. No, I'm only coming just to turn up out here with my bitches, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. No, I'm only coming out here just fucking with my niggas, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody talking that shit, but they know they ain't about it, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Yeah, I'm up for kicking ass everywhere that I'm in the city, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. I don't think you really wanna come against me, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody know we kicking ass on every fucking track, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Ain't nobody really tryna come up with the way that we come up, dog. Real life Bruce Lee. Everybody know they ain't really tryna speak my team rip.
Runners. Talking that street shit like they in the street. What they say, Dub, they out here making, they making jokes. I made a joke. It's a joke, nigga. Real street shit. Yeah. My feet glued to the cement. My gold buckle watching. Get rid of all of these pieces. My family fucked up. So many nephews and nieces. And I can't get a job to even start living decent. It's grinding season. Shit might rob me easy. Take account for the words you're speaking. Be the reason your mama grieving. Be the reason your niggas thinking of getting even. And for that same reason, it's hard to get money, nigga. The block is steaming. Feel me? I know somebody wanna kill me. Can't recall half the faces of niggas I did filthy. So I won't be surprised if a lame niggas is pill me. Better than facing life and the judge thinking I'm guilty. The scene when my roles quit, I chose the wrong path. And I traveled so far, I'd waste time turning back. Nobody in the world wanna spend life in a match. But you're responsible for your actions, no need for you to rap. Yeah, this one's for the street nigga. Street nigga, street bomb and stay with your heat nigga. Pick up kids or 57 weeds and a weed.
won't snitch that wasn't taught in the street. Tell your truth, make you strong. Don't ride with no weak nigga. There's no wrongs, there's survivors in these streets. Nigga, these streets, yeah. Only real niggas eat with you. Yeah. This one's for all the street niggas.
And you ain't in the streets cause you hang out. And you are no shooter cause you dead when they bang out. But if you held it down when the task force came out, then you a real nigga feeling the lines on this beat now. R.I.P. all the street niggas that never made it. For everybody that got locked when the D's raided. Fuck them snitches, that's something that I never played with. I never said a word, I'll never write no fucking statement. Put some extra in the bag so it move quicker. Put 3 points on the way so I don't lose, nigga. Hard worker, worked the hard with the tool, nigga. My niggas matter, give a fuck about you, nigga. Roll the dust, my pack stashed and my jammy tucked. Hennied up, you play tough, then my jammy dumped. And all moves made is major. And all the nigga really wanted life is this paper. I want the paper.
Yeah. This one's for the street nigga.
Street nigga.
G-bomb and stay with your heat nigga.
Heat nigga.
Think of kids or 57 weed nigga.
Weed
you want a snitch that wasn't taught in the street nigga.
Street nigga.
Make you strong. Don't ride with no weak nigga.
No weed
there's
nigga.
No wrongs. There's survivors in these streets
in
nigga.
These streets,
yeah. Only real niggas eat with you.
Eat
yeah.
With
this one's for all the street niggas.
Yeah.
This one's for the street nigga.
Street nigga.
G-bomb and stay with your heat nigga.
Heat nigga.
Think of kids or 57 weed nigga.
Weed
you want a snitch that wasn't taught in the street
nigga.
Street nigga. Make you strong. Don't ride with no weak nigga.
No weak
there's
nigga.
No wrongs. There's survivors in these streets
in
nigga.
These streets, yeah.
Yeah. Only real niggas eat with you.
Eat
yeah.
With
this one's for all the street niggas.
Good morning, guys. You are definitely tuned into the Get Up, Get Out Morning Show with me, your girl, Jada. And it's definitely Tuesday, the 29th, October 29th. For all those who just be getting up and going and, you know, can't remember the dates and shit, it's definitely the 29th. So a couple of days until we hit into Halloween, you all. So, Definitely excited about Halloween this year. First and foremost, I have to automatically give a shout out to at Brook and Black and at the Pregame Radio. You guys, nothing is impossible. And because of the Pregame Radio Network and him, everything for me is possible. So definitely giving him a shout out. Also, you guys, I definitely want to give a shout out to you guys, Tasha, Tasha Nicole Wright, because her radio show on Pregame Radio is definitely lit. You guys got to check it out on Thursday nights from 8 to 10. It's the Realist Radio Show, and that's Pregame Fam, so you already know how that go. Make sure you guys check out at Tasha Nicole and Pocahontas underscore 531 on Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you guys make sure you guys support and subscribe to Pregame Radio. If you guys use Apple Podcasts, make sure you guys subscribe to Pregame Radio Network. Make sure you guys, if you guys have Spotify, you guys also subscribe to that. And like I say, Pregame Radio, search it, you'll find us, subscribe, and you'll be able to tune in and catch all the shows. If you so happen to miss it or is actually, you know, on the clock at this time and hour. So that goes for on Thursday nights as well. Getting into it, definitely also want to shout out at Rocky Faces. Again, you guys, you know I shout this person out every show because I definitely want you guys to head over to her page at Rocky Faces. That's R-O-K-K-Y Faces, and that's on Instagram. And you guys can check her page out. She does a lot. When I tell you guys, she does a lot of everything, down to hair, down to makeup, down to lip injections, down to detoxing, hydro pedicures. They definitely have a lot going on, and you could definitely check her out. Where she's located is it's in Georgia, so you guys, if you're in the Georgia area who's tuning in, you could definitely swing by 245 Country Club Drive, and her suite is 200F. So if you are in that area, or you can get to that area, if it sounds familiar to you, make sure you hit her up, and you can definitely, and this location is called Bobai Express. So they do everything. They do everything. They even do, you can get some Swarovski crystals on your teeth. So, yeah. So, they have that. They have IV hydration as well. You know what I mean? For those that like to get the vitamin drips, that's also available at this place. They do pain therapy. They do just about everything. Every and everything that you could think of. So make sure you guys hit up at Rocky Faces. And that, again, is at R-O-K-K-Y Faces. And see what she got going on. And before I get into anything else, a topic, just want to also shout out, you guys, if you guys out there right now are trying to, you know, perfect your craft, and you guys are taking the social media route out there right now, whether it may be for business, whether it just may be for, you know what I mean, just want to make sure, you know, you get perfect pictures, perfect videos of certain events and certain, you know, situations that go on, engagements and whatnot, you guys definitely need to hit up Emmy Productions, and they will definitely cater to all you guys' media, digital media needs. Like, period. So for those, I know it's early, and like, I got you. So everything that I'm going to say to you, I will definitely try to guys help you out, because I am saying it fast. So it's ME Productions, and Productions is spelled production, but just add the Z to the end. So it's MEPRODUCTRONZ, not S, guys, Z. .com. Check them out for all your digital media needs. Like, these guys are on point. You guys want to, you know, check them out, and you guys can go from there. So getting into the morning topic, and excuse me, I just had to sip, you know, my little coffee real quick. Definitely, because, you know, I'm from New York, and I try to cover almost all parts of everywhere, not only everywhere, but just, you know, in New York especially, and which is dangerous, is a school shooting. A 16-year-old girl was shot in Queens due to, you know, her just actually coming out of school, minding her business, and because people were having a dispute or a fight broke out with three individuals. She got caught up in the crossfire and got shot. So, you know, it just seems like schools and kids are in the media and a lot nowadays when, you know, more than I can say from before. You know what I mean? It's just too much shootings in schools, people, you know, kids wanting to commit suicide at schools or harm others at schools, open up fire at schools, set schools on fire, harm other students, other peers. And it's kind of, you know, kind of scary because this is a place that we send our kids. For those out there who are parents, this is where we send our kids, you know what I'm saying, every day to receive education. And it's scary to know, you know, that you're sending them there. You trust in the officials that are on school premises, which is the principals, the teachers, security,
whoever is, you know, whoever is on the property at the time, the premises at the time, that's, you know, you entrust in them to monitor and to keep your children or your child safe. And it's sad to know that, you know, kids can be sitting in school today and then all of a sudden tomorrow they may not be. Or, you know, they're exposed to this type of, you know, deadly interactions as far as school shootings, as far as, you know what I mean? You know, just these type of things that's going on in schools and near schools. So if you do live in the Queens area, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It's the school name is the New Dawn Charter School, and it's located near 89th and 161st Street in Jamaica, Queens. So, you know, if you have kids in that area, please make sure you talk to your kids about stuff like this. Please make sure, you know, you explain to them that if these things are happening, or if you witness something, or if they even overhear a student or a peer or a friend even talking about certain things of harming others or doing something to the school or themselves, that they should feel comfortable enough to tell you, so that way you as a parent can take action. Because, you know, it's crazy for a 16-year-old to be struck in the shoulder by a stray bullet. You know what I'm saying? She's getting out of school, she's on her way home, and because other people have issues or, you know, things are going around, you know, around that vicinity, that she happens to get caught up in some, you know, crossfire and struck in the shoulder. She's okay, but that's scary. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could only imagine how her story would be. She's only 16 years old, and she can honestly say, at 16, I got shot where I lived at or I went to school at. So, that, you know, just imagine the traumatic effect that will probably have on her in the near future. Hopefully she has, you know, a great family support system to help her, you know, overcome this. But this is outrageous. And not to mention in this case, they also connecting the three teens that they did sought out in connection that they're looking at right now, because it's three males that they, you know, cornered certain surveillance cameras in the area where the situation happens. And not to mention that they think that this is linked to a 14-year-old boy who was in the area, who lived in the area and got killed. He was 14 years old. His name is Amar Griffin. He was on a basketball court in the same area where the school was, you know, just playing basketball on a Saturday. You know what I mean? You know, getting up, maybe, you know, wanted to, instead of staying in the house, you know, wanted to go outside and go shoot some hoops, and he gets killed on the basketball court the Saturday prior. And the three individuals that they sought out were at that place at that time as well. So, you know, we just got to protect our children or do the best that we can, you know, because once we send them out into the world or into the street or to school or to work or wherever they're going, once they leave the household, you know, all you can do is just, you know, hope for the best and, you know, wish for the best. And if you are into, you know, prayer, you can pray for the best. And, you know, just bringing that to light this morning, because these are things that's very important that needs to be talked about. Because, like I said again, I have children. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys have children or a child, one, or maybe multiple, and these things do affect them, you know what I mean? Because my oldest, you know, child will come home and ask questions about certain things that she hears on TV, you know, on the news, or just through her peers in general. And I have to explain it the best way I can, just so that way she's prepared and she has the knowledge that, listen,
make sure if you hear something, you see something, you need to say something, because not only would you be probably saving yourself, you'd probably be saving a whole bunch of other people in the process. So just make sure you talk to your kids, you know, because your kid might not even be the kid that's, you know, in danger or that's the one that's projecting these type of violent activities. No. But however, they may know that child. They may know of the kid that is going through issues that are doing certain things. And this, not even for younger, just for especially teenagers. You know, guys, teenagers, you know, nobody wants to rat on their friend. Nobody wants to give their friend up because at that stage in life, you know, loyalty is everything. They want to be able to say, you know, impress their friends and show their friends that they're down, that they're, you know, that they're with them, they're rocking, they're rolling. But if your friend isn't doing the correct thing, or if your friend showed you a gun, or, you know, you should be able to feel comfortable enough to talk to your parent about it. Because they know, especially at certain age, they know, you know, not only do they know from school, but especially with home is first. So if you teach your kids about the dangers of, you know, weapons, guns, knives, you know, they have a pretty good understanding that these things can hurt you and can harm you. So, like I said, guys, talk to your kids. Make sure you let them know what's going on, because it's not just going on, you know, in the streets or in this specific location. It's definitely happening in schools, and it's happening in elementary schools, colleges, high schools, and it's just, you know, these are supposed to be safe haven places, especially for our kids to receive education. So how can your kid receive an education but also have to fear for his life or look over their shoulder because they don't know what the next kid is planning to do? So, you know, like I said, guys, try to talk to your kids. Try to get them to talk to you. Open up. Maybe you can resolve an issue by being there, by being attentive, by paying attention, by, you know what I mean, just being able to probably, you know, your kid might be the kid that's planning to do something crazy, but maybe if you talk to them and let them know that you are here, that they're loved, that, you know, whatever it is that they may be going through at the moment, you know, you can help them out, you can help them get through it, or you can, you know, help try to fix and resolve the solution, and to where that they're not having to go to school and take it out on other people that don't necessarily have anything to do with it. And also, too, you need to talk to your kids, because you don't know if your kid is the aggressor or the bully. You know what I mean? You don't even know if your kid is the one in going to school right now tormenting or bullying other kids because of maybe they're not receiving, you know, the talking and the, you know, what they feel at home, so they feel like they need to do it to others because it was probably one due to them. And if you would never know if you don't talk to your kid if they were ever bullied, if anybody has said something to them that they didn't like or, you know, that hurt their feelings. So, yeah, guys, make sure you guys call in, hit me up. 347-857-4302. This is the Get Up, Get Out morning show with your girl Jada. We are definitely talking about, you know, kids and school and, you know, all of these shootings and you know, these crazy scenarios that's going on in school. And it's really weird. It's really not supposed to be happening, but, you know, I do hold the family of this 16-year-old girl in my prayers because, you know, that shouldn't have never happened to her. And just talk to your kids, y'all. So call in, let me know what you guys think about the situation, about the young girl who was shot, 16-year-old was shot on Monday in Queens at the New Dawn Charger School near 89th and 161st Street in Jamaica, Queens. Let me know how you guys feel about that. If you live in the area, if you heard about it, if you know her, the family, you know, just weigh in on how the topic lays out. So let me know, guys. And after this commercial break, we'll definitely get into other topics as well as I'll be answering questions about this topic. So we'll be right back.
I'm just ballin' like Hakeem, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grindin' with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store. I'm just ballin' like Hakeem, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grindin' with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store. Yeah.
I'm with the team, they keep a beam. Shot that we popping them beans, bending them blocks in the V's, bombing the jeans, spiked up the feet like cleats. Yeah, I've been grinding since 14. Ain't no one taught me. I was trapping in hallways, gotta get every penny like all the way. She love the vibes, we keep it really, no need to disguise. Popping them pills, keep them feelings inside. All on my body, they love telling lies. She from the west, gotta flown to the east. Been in the game and you all in the seat. Been getting payment, no watch how I eat. Cancel the gang and it's time that we speak.
I'm just ballin' like Hakeem, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grindin' with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store. I'm just ballin' like Hakeem, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grinding with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store, yeah, I can buy the. Ballin' like I am the Pistons. Diamonds, they straight from the district. Shorty, just play your position. Shootin' they niggas ain't missin'. Shootin' they niggas ain't missin'. Comin' in through and I'm drippin'. Comin' in through and I'm sendin'. W's up cause we winnin'. W's up cause we winnin'. Swipin' them pieces, sittin'. Yeah, yeah. I got the models. We poppin' bottles. She like rosé, but I'm Moscato. Drink till we live. We pourin' our sorrows. I cannot love. My heart is hollow. Chips overseas like we just hit the lotto. Live for the day, give a fuck about tomorrow. Chips overseas like we just hit the lotto. Live for the day, give a fuck about tomorrow. King, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grinding with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store. I'm just ballin' like Hakeem, bitch. I just came to score, and I came through with my team, bitch. No, you can't ignore, and I know that you done seen shit that you can't afford. That's why I'm grinding with my team, bitch. So I can buy the store. Yeah, I can buy the.
Tuned into the Get Up, Get Out morning show with your girl, Jada, me. And I know you guys were tuning in and listening to basically me talking about the kids in the school and everything that's going on. So I definitely, you know, want to make sure you guys are talking to your kids. And from there, everything should be okay. So, yes. In other news, why is Iggy and T.I. still going at it? Like, we all know that I believe he was the one who took her under his wing a long time ago. He discovered her, apparently, and, you know, they came up with a hit song that went, you know, international, worldwide, and after that, you stop hearing and seeing from her. And he goes on to explain why, you know what I mean, he dropped her. He felt like, you know, once she started realizing that white people liked her and she really didn't need, like, black people anymore, she switched up. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because at a point in time, like, I remember the single. I remember, you know, her being out and whatnot, but I never remember, like, listening to her album or, you know what I'm saying, like, seeing anything further from her besides that one single that, you know, was rocking with that came out. And I didn't hear any more from her. Then she started dating a rapper, and you know, that was the most I heard from her, dating a rapper. But at the same time, I really didn't hear much about her. So she obviously took offense to his latest interview on the Breakfast Club with, you know, you guys know Charlamagne and everybody. And she just feels like, you know, he needs to stop talking about her, you know, stop bringing her name up. They worked together. They did shit together. Shit didn't pan out. Shit didn't work out. Yeah, so move on. So, you know, worry about your TV show that you got going on, which is, I guess, the Family Hustle, Family Friends and Hustle. Worry about, you know, whatever ventures that you got going on right now. Like, stop bringing me up. And she feels as though, like, you know, she definitely came with some receipts, because everybody kept saying, oh, well, you know, well, it wasn't him who even brought you up. It was Charlamagne who asked the question. You know, he mentioned her and her and his involvement in her career. Okay, so, you know, of course, as the interviewee, the interviewer asks you a question, you have to answer that question to the best, 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 to the best. You know what I'm saying? Your ability to not throw anybody underneath the bus, but also seek your truth, and also to, you know, make it short, sweet, and it is what it is. So she felt like, you know, but everybody's saying, like, it wasn't even him who brought you up. She's definitely saying, like, nah, you guys, it's not even because Charlamagne asked a question. This dude has been talking about me to many other different blog sites, doing interviews about me. She goes on to posting things from Bijou Star TV. She just has a whole bunch of receipts saying that this is not the first time that he's mentioned me and mentioned what he's done for me and mentioned how she was aggressive or arrogant or this and the third once she discovered who she was and where she can go. So what I want to know, you guys, is how do you feel about the situation with Iggy and T.I.? Do you feel like he made her, well, not made her because she is her own person, but do you feel like, you know, once she, because he did put her on, you understand what I'm saying? So he did take a chance with her, he did invest in her, he did put her on. you know, once you get put on people, you know, you start mingling and talking to people that also been put on, and you start getting close to other people that you can benefit from. So, you know, even if you stop talking to this person, it's like, hey, you know, I got Michael Phelps' number in my phone. You know what I'm saying? So you know what? Fuck it. If he's not gonna help me, let me just reach out to him and see what he got going on and see if he can help me do what I have to do. And that, you know, happens a lot, but that's how you network. That's all about networking. That's how I feel. So what do you guys think about the whole Iggy and Sia situation right now? Do you feel like, you know, he should just, like, really, like, once people ask him about that question, like, say no comment? Or do you feel like he should, you know, just, I guess, speak on it however he feels he, you know, wants to speak on it? Because, you know, at some point with me, you know, I always figured, you know, when you want to let things go or you want to, you know, just let things pass or, you know, you just like don't, I believe in not entertaining it. So I could have actually had a, you know, a falling out with somebody that I know, or not even a falling out, but like maybe, you know, more so of a disagreement, or I just fell back and, you know, let that person, you know, just be on their own. But that person once was a part of my life, was, you know, helped me do this, you know, help me do that, and we did, you know, we worked together primarily on different things, as well as we had a friendship. How do you feel, you know, like, do you feel like he should just let it go, or, you know, just, you know, speak on his story? Because, you know, when somebody speaks on their story, that's just like, you know, the other person in the situation either has two choices. They can either remain quiet and let it go, let that person talk, let them, you know, defamate their character if it happens to go there, and just, you know, just keep saying to themselves, I know who I am, I know what I do, type shit, you know, which is kind of, in today's society, of course, you know, social media plays a very good part, and you have people that from all around the world who don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, vast majority will be people that don't know you. People that don't know you, they just know what you portrayed and what you put out, and sometimes they either rock with it or sometimes they just don't feel like they, you know, that they can even get G with it at all. So they choose to say what they want to say about you. That's a part of being a celebrity. That's a part of being in the spotlight, whether you are a singer, a rapper, a MUA, a hairstylist, just a mogul in general. When you're out there in the spotlight, that's what happens. So it's going to be people that fuck with you, going to be people that don't fuck with you. Then you're going to have that small portion of people that actually do know you, that did grow up with you at one point, that did, you know, you probably was friends with at one time, then you stopped talking to them, and the next thing you know, ooh, they're famous. You're going to have those type of situations too. So should he continuously keep talking about the situation, or just let it go and, like, start telling people, like, listen, that situation, I'm good on. She know, we know, everybody know what it is, and that's just that. Moving on to actually something that's current that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Or should he keep just talking about, I guess, being real, like, saying what you want to say? You know what I mean? Like, should he keep doing that? And so let me know. Like, call in 347-857-4302, Pregame Radio Network. You're definitely tuned into the Get Up, Get Out morning show with me, your girl, Jada. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Definitely let me know what you think about the situation. And definitely going to get back to you guys, because I definitely have more topics to talk about and more things to talk about, and I actually have to read some responses from yesterday's show that people did actually hit me in the DM about when I was talking about the million kids that will be out of school lunches all across the world. So I definitely have some messages and inboxes about that I actually want to talk about. So definitely, guys, I'll be right back in a few minutes. Just give me some time so I can make sure that, you know, guys, I make sure I have everything for you, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
It's the brotherhood, nigga. Listen, I remember standing out in the cold. I was trapping. Two for five was all on the strip. It had to happen.
I was out there.
Pistol grip up in the stash. I'm never lacking. Niggas play around with that cash. I get to clapping.
I remember them days I didn't have it. Being broke turned the nigga to a savage. Tank taught me to grind, I had to grasp it. He gave me all of the work, I had to pass it.
But listen, shit get real when you got haters. Niggas in the feds of the spot, they tried to fade us. But one thing, I'm always on 50, I got a bigger plan. To walk up and spin your top like a cylinder.
Now run down and squeeze on niggas, check the opposite. One phone call, I have a nigga whole block hit. Head tap a nigga, just in case he wanna pop shit. With two fucking clips, like I'm carrying some chopsticks.
And word on the street, if niggas wanna murder me. Hurt niggas' feelings, that's 550 Burgundy.
It's all being busy, I know niggas hurting me. And I ain't doing movies, if I ain't got a murder
scene. Niggas lying to their skin, that's a motherfucking perjury. Rob a nigga life like I went to do a burglary.
And don't hit my line if it ain't an emergency.
I need 10 bricks right now, that's an urgency.
I'm about to meet the plug right now, that's word to me.
I'm about to chop these bricks right down like a circus.
Just like Jordan and Pippen,
like Batman and Rob.
Not like AZ and Mitch.
If niggas want that hard shit,
niggas on the block
and they selling all that garbage.
And I pick a nigga top
like I'm trying to hit the target.
Yeah, don't drop a tear for niggas. It's the RBM life, be prepared for niggas.
And to my fillies up top, I'm here for niggas. I lay a nigga down, Ric Flair for niggas.
Know why I pick a nigga up, put the air in niggas.
Like a nigga seen God, I put the fear in niggas.
Yeah, it's like I can't see straight. I'm doing everything so they can't be great.
And I'm running to the money like I can't be late. I'm moving all these bricks like I'm trying to lose weight.
You see that flow right there? I started that.
Don't make me put something up in your starter cap.
Yeah, we know that 1,000 kids done started that.
But Bizzle went ham, gon' bring the harder back.
Yeah, it's like I never had much. I told my bitch I love her cause I never had luck.
Your bitch was broken for the team. She did the dab much. She eating on the nigga like she never had lunch.
She never had this.
She never had that.
I never had a bitch
that ain't never had rack.
I woke up in the club
like where my bag at.
A nigga ain't got my money,
then where my man at?
Yeah, so don't take this shit past rap. I'll mummy rap niggas for a half stack.
And I run rappers down for they ass cap. Or to they deathbed, that'll be a bad nap.
You get a lace front, that'll be a bad track.
He a selfie nigga, that'll be his last snap.
I won't like everything, but I'll double tap.
And I catch him while he backing up, that'll be a bad trap.
Oh shit, slow it down.
And I'm coming right behind you, this is bloody hell.
Now I'm coming right behind you with this bloody pound.
And I'm coming with the chopper with like 30 rounds.
We gon' lay a nigga down.
He's dead in the street.
Now he hospitalized.
He get the bed in the sheet.
Now his mom straight crying.
She inherited the beef.
Till we run up in the bread.
And kick his mom's in the teeth like.
Oh shit, how you knock the thief out?
Shit get real in the street. That's what this beef about.
It's a rapping little nigga. Don't take the street route.
I'ma hit him with the iron till I take the fucking crease out.
Yeah, you better pace your step. Cause this nigga's round here that's gon' take your breath.
And through the eyes of a man, you can never live twice. It's the brotherhood, nigga. We that all begin. Lie.
Niggas ain't fucking with us.
Yo, shout out to those that help us keep the lights on over here at Pregame Radio. Check out ME Productions for all your digital media production needs. Like them on Facebook at ME Productions with a Z and email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Also, check out LitBK. Check them out at litbkny.com. Check out their Black Star Power Tees featuring some of your favorite entertainers and use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for 20% off all your purchases. Also, check out iCraveWear. Check them out at iCraveWear.com. Pick up your Facts t-shirt representing your hood and pick up your Brooklyn Certified pins, t-shirts, and more. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your order.
Yes, 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 y'all. Y'all definitely tuned in to the Get Up, Get Out Money Show with your girl Jada on Pregame Radio Network. And definitely was talking about some shit You know what I'm saying? If you were tuned in, definitely was talking about, you know, what's really important, like, you know, shit all over the world with the kids and what's going on today, because it definitely is not just happening to adults that you see on TV or that you hear about, that you witness firsthand yourself. It definitely is happening to children, which is a really scary, scary thing. Definitely happening to kids all around the world. And just like I said again, y'all, make sure you guys talk to your kids. And yesterday I was covering a situation where Donald Trump's administrative plan was to cut about 1 million kids, low-income kids, at that around the world with receiving free lunch. So I don't know if that's, you know, if your kid receives free lunch, you know what I'm saying? Because the type of schools that my kids go to, you know what I mean? Yes, my oldest daughter goes to, you know, a school where we have to pay tuition. So she's on a tuition, so that's automatically included. Then my other child goes to a school where, you know, it's either hot lunch or cold lunch. So whatever you choose to, you know, give your child or let your child have, that's what it is. So they can either bring your lunch from home if that's what they prefer, or you could rely on the school and their lunch to be given to the kids, because, you know, all kids have to eat. If they're going to be sitting in school for all these hours, of course they have to eat lunch, because that definitely happens at home. Like, you wake up, they get a breakfast, hours go by, then, you know, it's lunchtime, you know, then it's dinner time. So, and usually lunches are supposed to be free, especially in public schools and in the States. It's supposed to be, you know, a part of the schooling system, and that's, you know, that's how the school, you know, builds itself up and has all these curricular activities and classes and courses and teachers and everything. So they're supposed to eat at that time frame. But how do you feel about your child probably not being able to eat at lunch, because, you know, they're coming from a household where it's low income, or the income is not substantial enough for the government to figure out, like, oh, okay, well, you know, hey, how would that make you feel? You know, like I said again, back in my day, you know, when I went to school, I went to Catholic school. So, you know, there was a tuition paid, but at the same time, there was an option where I could either bring lunch to school, or I can receive the lunch that was given to me at the school. So, like, if you were listening to yesterday's show, I did explain and I expressed that for, you know, a little while, whatever, I, you know, because I didn't know, like, what the school was, you know, like, how it would taste, even though they gave you, like a schedule, like, how they would send your kids home with a calendar for the month, like, maybe what days would be off from school, or, you know, just a calendar in general. We used to get that for lunches, like, this is what's going to be given to you on this day. So, you know, like, I looked at it, I saw it, I didn't know, like, you know, if it was something, like, I didn't know how it tasted, so I would bring my lunch for a while. And then after a while, like, you know, sitting with friends, and I was like, oh, let me taste that, or, you know, they didn't want it anymore. So I was like, oh, who wants this? So he's like, oh, let me taste it, and it was actually good. I was like, okay, well, I'll, you know, told my parents, like, I wanted to, you know, switch over to Holland. So that was a relief for them, because if you are a parent like me, you know, who I appreciate, you know, the school free lunches and free stuff like that. I appreciate that, as well as, you know, I appreciate the whole uniform system. Why I say that for me is because, you know, it not only does it save money, like, for me to be able to make sure, like, more dinners are more appropriate or whatever, you know, we have, because it saves a lot. However, if I had to pack my kids lunch. That just becomes a daily part of the grocery list. Make sure each week your kids have the cold cuts, the sandwiches, the meats, or whatever your child eats. If you're going to send your kid with dinner from last night's dinner as opposed to the lunch, make sure you have the type of thermal. You know, they have those insulated thermals that keep the food warm for a certain amount of hours, so that way your chicken and rice, you know what I'm saying, for the kid will be still warm by the time they're able to go to lunch type shit. But for me, it saves a lot of time as well, because, you know, when my kids have to wear uniforms to school, it just saves a lot on laundry, you know what I'm saying? And real parents can relate, because then it's like you make sure you have the uniforms for the days of the week. You know what I'm saying? You make sure you have that. But when you have to rotate clothing, like just clothing all the time, you know, it just becomes, you know, you got to wash all the time, because you got to wash, you got to wash, you got to wash, because you got to keep the clothes clean. Underwear, socks, T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? Sweatshirts, pants, jeans, leggings, all types of shit. So for me, when my kids go to either Catholic schools or private schools, you know, I'm like, yes, I got to wear a uniform. So I make sure I have all the uniform stuff. Make sure, you know, you wash that out, whether it be by hand, whether you have a laundry, a wash and dry in your house, or whether, you know, you take it to laundry, however your laundry schedule is, you know, then, you know, it's maintainable. But for me, it works out like that. For me, I wouldn't mind providing my kids lunch to school. It's just that a lot of times they are, like, you know, I've witnessed where I've sent my children with their sandwiches and their favorite stuff, their snacks, make sure they pick out their snacks in the morning, what you want to drink, what juice box or whatever, or, you know, what type of sandwich you want today for school. I would do all of that, and then they would come home with their lunchbox and the freaking sandwich, and everything would still be in there besides the snack, rather. And it's like, well, why didn't you, did you eat today? You know, they're like, yeah, no, I had lunch from the school. And it's like, oh, okay. So if you like the school lunch, then, you know, that's what you should be eating. So that just saves time. And, you know, because all the real parents out there, you know, it's a process when you get up. You know, whether you have to make breakfast for your kid, you have to also, if they're taking lunch to school, you have to prepare their lunch. You know, it's a process. It definitely becomes, you know, it's a schedule. Like, you know, once you start doing it, it becomes a routine. So it ain't nothing to it but just to do it type shit. But you know, I do, like, I would hate to see kids, like, because I appreciate the free lunch shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially when my kids tell me that it's decent, it's good, like, they eat it, they like it, then that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, us parents, you know, we pay enough for a lot of other stuff. So just to have a little break on, you know, your kids, making sure your kids eat and stuff like that, getting, you know, healthy meals, then, you know, to me, that's cool. So let me know. Let me read. I do have a DM from one of my followers, and her name is at Lady Pisces _ 89. So she goes on to say, I definitely understand where you're coming from, and this definitely would affect me. As a single parent mother/mother, I have a decent job, but it's really enough to pay bills and also to do little things here and there. So when I enroll my kids in school, in a specific school, and they offer lunch and breakfast, like, I definitely do rely on that, because it's to me, it's like a part of help, which means that I can focus more on the other important things, like when they are home. Also, speaking as far as Trump's administration plan on it, I don't think that it would really go through, just due to the fact that it's so many kids in America that really rely and need this. And I feel like the opposing party would always push and to validate that. So, yes, although I'm nervous to see what's going to happen, I still don't think that it's going to affect us that much because of, you know, the low income, as he says, and she put in quotation, as he says, low income families. And that's what we basically rely on without trying to so much seek help from the government. So thank you for bringing light to the situation. I appreciate it. And I hope that everybody that, you know, that is listening, everybody that is listening and that also is going to be affected by it does pay attention to the situation. So, yeah, you guys. So she definitely, Lady_Pisces. So, yeah, she definitely, you know, is a person that has to deal with something like this of the nature. And so it definitely affects her. You know what I mean? It definitely affects her. So she's a single parent. You know what I'm saying? Raising a child and her job, you know, is, you know, she's making ends meet, but she's making ends meet. And so, you know, like I said, again, little bit of help here and there is, you know, it's always necessary. And if you can get that and appreciate it, you know. But hopefully, like I said, again, you guys, this does not affect or does not, you know, affects your situation or anything like that. Hopefully, like she said, she doesn't think that it would actually go through just due to the fact that there is a lot of low income, you know what I'm saying, family members that, you know, in the areas of these schools and these kids go to these schools. So just let me know what you think about it. Hit me up, 347-857-4302. And, you know, let me know what you guys thought about it. Because if you guys do have kids, even if you don't have kids, you just want to weigh in on the subject because you don't have to have kids to actually have a heart or to actually, you know, weigh in on the subject or the topic. You know, you can either just speak from, you know, your heart or how you feel or, because, you know, that's just, you know, your opinion. So let me know. Call in 347-857-4302. You are definitely tuned into the Get Out Real morning show, guys. You guys, this morning show is crucial because I need you guys to get up, get awake, listen to some real shit that's going on across the world. And I'm just always talking about real shit, like whether it's my own personal experiences or whether it's the things that you guys DM me or whether it's like actually touching current events and what's going on in the world today, especially, you know, especially in the tri-state area. Just always, you know, feel free to press one, tune in, chime in and, you know, let me know what's up. So after this next commercial break, you guys, I will be coming back and definitely have to, you know, get out of here soon because I have so much other things to do. You guys know that I'm going away this weekend, so I have a whole bunch of things that I need to fit into my schedule that I need to get done, as well as hit you guys up, talk to you, and share all the information with you and your team. And when I get back, we'll talk some more. So definitely hit me up, you guys.
It's 80 pounds.
I ain't hanging with pretenders, started, we gon' finish. Rapping about them trenches, look nigga, I lived it. Couldn't sneak the gun and the razor was in the fitted. Talk crazy out your mouth, let the first thing getting splitted. Can't wait till I'm fucking in the rave. Can't wait till a million is safe. I'm only fucking if your face above an 8. A bad bitch is a bad thing to waste. The way we did lust wasn't fair.
Yes, yes.
Party bus and nobody paid a fare.
Yes, yes.
Don't think we was lacking over here.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't on me, but the shit was over there. Late nights with my niggas and we looping. It's only 10:17, so we Gucci. In the field, I be playing with a Snoopy. I be damn if a fuck nigga shoot me.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah, I knew it. Hating on me, yeah, I knew it.
Uh-huh.
Why you got a gun? You ain't even gonna use it.
Wow.
The one shot you fired, you ain't even mean to do it. You claim you getting money, we really getting to it. What you doing?
Uh-huh.
Getting paid. The only time you win the cut is with your fade. You don't be really putting on, you ride waves. I'm with the hounds, with the max, with the apes. With the hats, with the lokes, with the grapes. You on that side over there where it's safe. You on that side over there in your place. You play the window, I saw your face. You froze up when them boys was in your face. Ready, set, go, me, I did the race. Shoes off, I forgot to tie a lace. I been around the world, look, I did the mace. I got a buzz, you making no sound. Lot of kickback on that 4 pound. I got the streets, I got the glow now. Couple bands for a show now. Yeah, I knew it. Hating on me, why you hating? Wow. Gang bang your bitch, you already know she waiting. We both killed it. Freddie Rush and Jason. I put the family on. Kena Ivory Wayne's, yeah. Yeah, man. It's your boy Buck Madoff, man. I just had to touch this shit one time. I was fucking with the beat and shit. You know, everything I rap about is inspired by true events. I swear, me and 85, we had this white bitch this morning. This white bitches. I swear to you. Never even got them bitches' names. Like, this is real shit going on, man. We both killed it. Freddy versus Jason, you know what I mean? Let me stop talking, niggas got baby moms and shit. Buck Madoff, man. I'm outta here. Marcy. Brooklyn. New York. Worldwide. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, you holding down a block, son. I heard them shots last night. You the one busting them shots, son. Oh, you out here catching stains, son. You don't care who you though. You out here is on your man, son. You telling on yourself online, son. Then you'll say somebody snitched. You must be out your mind, son. Just shine, son. That other shit for the clowns. Sending all ten until your time come. I know you ain't gonna let somebody come and punk you, son. Stun in front you, son. Straight up run you, son. Or you won't smoke green, son. You'll die for your team, son. You mix my jealous with Supreme, son. Do your thing, son. You got a lot of bold main jeans, son. You know how to mix that lean, son. Keep it clean, son. When them D's come, don't you dare tell 12 what you seen, son. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand fit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand fit? Lit, lit. Oh, you bike life, son? Rock white Nike, son. You die for your hood like your block worth your life, son. Fight like Tyson. Nigga try to play you, your bark ain't nothing like your bite, son. Your favorite movie, Scarface, son. You rap a lot like Scarface, son. You did a bit of Rikers and don't got a scar on your face, son. You like fast cars in your face, son. Got 3 baby mamas but like bras in your face, son. Your Snapchat popper, son. You get a lot of likes, son. You wear a lot of mics, son. Wrong or right, son. Your girl get out of line, you beat it like Ike, son. You wanna be just like, son. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand fit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit, lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit, my food stand pit, lit, lit. Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. What? Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. Bling, bling. Every time I spin around the city, bling, bling. New AP worth about 50, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new V, bling, bling. Ghost with the stars on the roof, bling, bling. Everybody get your roll on. Cause my Instagram lit, Snapchat lit, real life lit, lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit, my food stand pit, lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause I ain't saying that shit again, matter of fact. You mad, you mad, mad. You's a hater. So I'm mad.
Yes, y'all, yes, y'all. Definitely tune in to the Get Up, Get Out morning show with your girl Jada on Pre-Game Radio Network. So, um,
So it was a story that the story was a while ago, maybe like a couple of months ago, or whatever the case may be. And it was with the father, and he had twin girls, and they died because he left them in the back of the car. This is like over like the summertime-ish, almost ending summertime-ish. I believe the story, like when I first heard the story. And he left them in a car. He went to work, and when he came back out, they were obviously deceased. So they want to charge him with murder, obviously double homicide, because they were in his care when they died. But he's claiming, his family's claiming that, you know, he claims that he thought that he dropped them off because it's three other kids. And then the twins. So it's like an older boy. He's in his teens. It's like an older girl. And then it's like a younger boy who's probably about like two or three or four. And then it was the twins that were two. So he worked in a hospital that morning, and he had to drop off his kids, basically the three younger kids, to school. I mean, to daycare. He has to drop them off to daycare, and he dropped off the two-year-old boy, however old he was, and then he claimed that he thought he dropped off the twins as well. So he got in the car, and he proceeded to go to work and park and, you know, just get out and go to work and go inside the hospital for about, like, 8 to 10 hours or something like that. So these got to be, it's crazy, you guys. Like, it's crazy because I'm trying to, like, explain it to you without, like, trying to, like, say what I want to say, and, you know, but I'm going to say what I have to say. And, he just went to work for, like, 8, 9, 10 hours, and then got back, and once he realized he got back to the car, he realized that they were in the backseat and they were dead. So he called the police, obviously, and then they arrested him or whatever the case may be. But he's saying that, you know, he would never do that intentionally. He has other kids. He's never done that before. This is simply just a mistake. He could have sworn that he dropped them off. He didn't realize that they were still in the back, you know what I'm saying, the back seat. But, I mean, I don't know. Because it's weird, because I have kids, and I just, like, you know, you're just always, like, especially when you know you're going outside with your kids, you know that you're always checking for them to make sure that, you know, you're holding their hand if you're crossing the street, or when you get out of a car, you're walking through a parking lot because, you know, there's still active cars backing out, pulling in. You know what I'm saying? You know, you make sure, like, when you're walking with them on the street, on the sidewalks, whatever, they're on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're good. I just don't see how you can forget. Well, twins at that. Twins. Like, I don't know. You know, I sympathize with him because I felt, you know, I feel, you know, watching him through, you know, through TV or whatever, through the news or whatever the case may be, you know, he seems to be sympathetic. And, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel bad because who knows what to believe. You know, he knows. But it is, I just don't feel like, even if I did drop off my son, I still feel like twins in the back, you know, in the back seat, I feel like they, if not even one, but if not both of them, like, make probably make a noise as you're driving, you know, start babbling, start talking, you know, maybe, you know, if they were asleep, okay, fine, they were asleep. That wasn't disclosed. He didn't say if they were asleep or not. That never came out. I'm not in the courtroom. I'm just following the story as it goes along. And just giving my opinion on the situation. And I just feel like, damn, well, you know, even if you thought you dropped them off, I feel like you would remember because you have to pick up two, like it's twins. So you got one, then you have to get the other. So I don't see how I could forget that I had to take out two other kids out of a car, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to dropping off one at one daycare and then, okay, I don't know. Maybe he was tired. Maybe he really honestly, truly forgot. But then again, it's like even now my thing is even when he got to work and he got out his car, you know what I'm saying? Like you got out your car and you step out, you close the door, you lock your car. You don't check in the back seat. You don't, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't just look around your car to make sure you're parked correctly, you're parked straight. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how you don't just like, just some people. Hey, I've seen people just get out and just click beep beep, not even look back, just get out the car, close the door, and just click their alarm system. Cool, but I don't know. Me, I usually want to be able to make sure like I got everything that I need. Especially sometimes I might throw shit in the back of the car, you know, if it's not up front with me. I mean, I don't know. Just I want to know what you're feeling about the story about, because now he's trying not to, him, his family, and the lawyers are trying to get him to not be charged with the murders of his twin girls because they felt like it was honestly a mistake because he's never showed any, he's never, you know what I'm saying, hurt them, showed any harm to them since they were born. He's always taken care of them. He's always dropped them off. He has three other children that live with him in the household that he takes care of, that he drops off. So there was no signs of him being an abusive father or him being, you know, nevertheless, a working man with a family. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's trying to, you know. But to me, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's kind of because, like I said again, how I am over my children, you know what I'm saying, it's just is different from, you know, how probably I'm pretty sure you guys, you know, everybody, we all have this, you know, barrier and this whole, like, wall, you know, oh, no, like, you know, restriction thing with your kids. Oh, you can't do that or don't do that. Or, you know, some parents, you know, jump up so quick when their kids fall and, you know, shit like that. But I know personally, if I'm going out with my children and I know that I'm with them, I don't see, you know, me like not being able to say, okay, here you are, here you go. Okay, stand right here so we can, you know, get ready. Let me take this other one out the car. And, you know, I don't know. But if you know of the situation, the story that I'm talking about, because it happened in the Bronx, if you know what I'm talking about, or you have any questions or any concerns, or if you just want to talk about the topic and how you feel about the situation, call in 347-857-4302. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel about the situation, because it's definitely a hard pill to swallow. I would say that, because here you still have the wife, the mother still consoling and still being, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, trying to protect her husband and the rest of her family, although she has lost two children of her own, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she doesn't feel like it was due to negligence or on purpose or, you know, intentionally. She feels like it was honestly a mistake. You know, other people would beg to differ. You know, there's a lot of charges against this, you know, father. Like I said, when I, you know, following the story, the situation, it was really, you know, touching to see how upset he was. I don't feel like, you know, you just don't know. I explained to you guys how I would deal with the situation if I knew what was going on with my kids or if I was dropping them off, Well, you know what I mean? It's just more so like, you know, just paying attention, being involved. Even if you're sending your kids, even if you have older children that, you know, walk to school because the school is like a couple of blocks away. But if they have a cell phone and, you know, you let them know, like, hey, before you put your phone away in school, you know, let me know that you got there, or let me know when you're walking home, let me know when you get home, let me know when you're in school, or you call in, hey, are you yet? Did you get to school yet? Where are you at? You know, just always, you know, good to check in, you know, especially when just that's just being, you know, attentive and being involved. You know, I'm not saying that we all parents, women, males, we don't have a lot of things going on. We don't have a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit be just happening. You know, I get it. I understand. But, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're leaving your children, you know, in a car, and then all of a sudden, in result of that, they're gone. And then you have to answer to that when somebody's asking what happened. You know what I mean? Like, especially if it's not intentional. So, you know, please make sure you're checking your back seats when you get out the car. You know, you're just making sure. Because, you know, I just do it in general just to make sure all four doors are locked. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even if you do have two-door car, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just making sure, like, you know, you're not, once you park, you're not leaving something that's on the seat that somebody would probably think that, oh, hey, it's worth me busting their window shield while it's parked to, you know, break into the car. Oh, I see a pair of Jordans on the seat, so let me bust in. You know, you just always make sure, you know, everything's good in my car. Cool, I'm in a good spot. I'm situated. I'm getting ready to go to work and come, you know, that's cool. Just make sure you're checking these things because, yes, these things can easily happen. Obviously, they can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can obviously happen. So just make sure you guys are checking because now this father has a whole bunch of charges against him. He's going to court. You know how that goes. You know, you get tried and then you got to wait a certain amount of months before you come back, before they, you know, want to continue. I believe they were taking it to trial, so there was, like, some time off. He was released on bail to go after he was arrested to, I guess, fight it from the outside. You know, let me know what you think about the situation. Should he go to jail because he did, you know, his kids were in his car when it happened. He thought that he brought them out, but because he didn't, now they're not here. Do you think that the law should be lenient against him and have sympathy to the fact that he really claims that he really, you know, really thought that he genuinely, like, dropped them off at daycare? Like, what do you feel? Either way it goes, like, do you just still feel like he should, you know, suffer a consequence? Like I said again, call in 347-857-4302. Make sure you call in and let me know what you guys are thinking about that situation because when we get back, right before I have to go, there's another situation that happened as well in the Bronx that has to do with a baby being killed. And this situation, this is a totally different situation, and I want to know what you feel about this. So, like I said, you guys, tuning in to the Get Up and Get Out morning show. I'm here to you guys, put you on to what you don't know, what you probably already do know. So make sure you guys tune in and call up, hit me up, DM me, text me, do whatever you got to do, and reach out so that way, you know, we can talk about it. So I'll be right back, guys, after this commercial break.
I re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. And repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. And repeat it again.
Re-up, flip, and repeat it. Re-up, flip, and repeat it. Re-up, flip, and repeat it. Re-up, 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 flip, and repeat it.
same time. Spit bars are too hard at the same time. Used to love to spit, I learned to save mine. I was fucking up a check like a hate crime. Heard through the grapevine, I was old news. Cause I'm old school, go by the old rules. Show respect, disrespect, you disrespect it. Off GP for the record. Deuce man, I'm back with a fall on the sack. I spaz on the track, pop push, bring it back. Feel the heat, stand back, you don't want none of that. Play this contact, lay you down flat. Try to tell me be cool, but I can't chill. I need 200 acres in a windmill. Till I win a mill, I'ma grind for months. I re-up, flip, repeat, every single time. I re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. And repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it again. And repeat it again. Re-up, flip, and repeat it. Re-up, flip, and repeat it. Flip and repeat it. Rip, 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 rip. Flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, 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 rip. Re-up, I flip and repeat it. Got my weight up, now they say I'm conceited. I took a loss, but I feel undefeated. Yeah, I'm from the block where they pledge allegiance to getting that money. Talk on my duffel bag. Bag that I'm in costs a couple racks. Subtract and divide, that's a couple packs. Once you run from the plug, ain't no coming back. My name's fine, I don't wave ride. I ain't wave dive, cause we stay live. That KO on me, that's network. You stacking up with your network. That crown on me, my neck hurts. My bars making your neck jerk. I stack it up in a second high. Just me, myself, my bands, and I. Let's go. Real, flip and repeat it again. Real, flip and repeat it again. Real, flip and repeat it again. Flip and repeat it again. Rip, flip and repeat it again. Rip, flip and repeat it again. And repeat it again. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, flip and repeat it. Rip, rip, repeat.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah, y'all definitely tuned into the Get Up, Get Out morning show with your girl Jada. If you don't know, now you know. Wake up, get up. At this time, you should be up and out because, yes, that's exactly what I have to do in a few minutes. So before I go, I just want to also check, you know, chime in on this topic about another child that was in St. Kilda in the Bronx. And now this child was in a stroller with her mom. They was on the sidewalk, walking on the sidewalk, and a 20-year-old young adult boy was learning how to drive at the time in the moment and was driving without a license in like a, you know, like a truck or whatever. And when he hit the corner, he rolled onto the sidewalk and rolling over the child in a stroller and killing her. So he, you know, his side of the defense is like, you know, well, he didn't mean to. It was by accident. He was just trying to learn how to drive. You know what I'm saying? He was learning how to drive and, you know, it was a mistake. And, you know, we all make mistakes because, you know, I'm not even going to lie to you, when I was learning how to drive, like, when I was making my turns, like, you know, that was the one thing that I had to work on with because I used to turn too wide. I used to cut my wheel too, like, all the way when I didn't have to. And that would obviously make your car go in, like, swerve into that, you know what I'm saying, because your tires just automatically turn. And, got to be careful with that. And at the moment, he wasn't even in the car, I don't think, with anybody else that was driving, so that was a licensed driver. So he's trying to fight the fact that, you know, to going to jail for, you know, killing the kid. It was an accident. He's trying to say that it was an accident. He shouldn't serve any jail time for it. But, you know, a kid was lost because you were trying to learn how to drive on a busy intersection around White Plains Road, you know what I'm saying, at an early time, and you didn't have anybody, you know what I'm saying, with you to even
you know, be around to help direct you or anything like that. And now you killed some, you turned onto a, this, and now this lady and her child was not even, they weren't even in the wrong. Like, it wasn't like they were out in the street. She had her stroller sticking out into the intersection where the car was coming, the car. No, that wasn't the case. They were on, they were walking along the sidewalk. Just walking along the sidewalk. And, this happened. So now there's a lot of charges against the young individual, and he's definitely trying to work his hardest to, you know, not go to jail behind it. So, yeah, you guys. So next time when we speak again next week, you guys, I'll definitely let you know, talk to me about it. You know, I'll update you on how my weekend goes, on my little mini getaway for my anniversary. So we'll have a lot to talk about that. And like I told you, I'm going to be trying out the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I'm going to record it. So you guys make sure you tune in next week, Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. So have to go, guys. I love you guys so much. And mwah, tune in. Make sure you guys follow Pregame Radio.
The only reason you're still alive, don't think because we stopped. It was because that woman walked in the door.
Yeah.
Then you have been gone. You weren't supposed to walk away no more. You
f***ed
me.
A lot of critics,
no
credentials.
Work.
Privy. My hunger got me in the kitchen all day and night.
All night.
Cooking up bars that I'ma serve when the time is right.
Right.
And the time is right.
Right.
Right now.
Huh?
BK, meet
DJ
Uptown. Niggas throwing shots, better duck when I bust
it
back. When I let go, oh, I ain't holding nothing back. I ain't with the sucker shit. Know who you fucking with. Get lined up and laid down just for the fun of it.
Damn.
Smile in your face, give you pounds, give you hugs. Prosthetic heart, niggas showing fake love.
They faking.
Me, I'm more authentic, keep it real all day and night. Get thrown off the roof for talking fly shit. Take flight.
And that's all you fucking did. Lie, don't bang everybody. So you wind up where y'all alone.
Yeah.
I told you this last year.
D-Day.
Look, my hunger got me in the kitchen all day and night. Cooking niggas, eating rappers daily like Chinese rice. For the right price, nigga, it could go down.
Yeah,
I come to yo town, smoke you like good loud. Nigga, please, in your dreams, you couldn't equal me. I'm retarded, type to trip your mother for the victory.
Still,
blow bananas is nothing for me to go eight. I could spit half a 16, you still get eight.
Word.
Like my handy, this a privilege, this was life,
huh?
Nah, these ain't shots, this that knife
closing
purse. For the money, I get violent, disrespect your jaw.
Yep.
Enterprise and network, we can't bang with
not
y'all
at all.
And they're as loyal as a motherfucker. And they got balls inside the cows. I would take them tomorrow and tell them, come on, load up, we're going to blow this whole joint. They'll walk in and blast everybody. With no hesitation or nothing, and don't look for nothing besides